Begin the current daf, Mesachtes Shavuos, daf Chabez, a good one, Bez, a good one, Tezmat, begins the Gemara, Vachamayim, the sages, they say, Bein hu, bein chaveroi, loy mal. They say that, no, there's no meal by Koinomis, and therefore no one commits meal. First place is Mashma, okay, it sounds like, the kul yama moed by Koinomis, that everyone agrees that by Koinomis, they lam pigeon, that there is no redemption, because the fuller made on Yeshmil Bekanamis, even he who says that there is Milukanamis, might the only pigeon. So he agrees that that there is no redemption. That's what it sounds like from our Gemara. So as Taisis, Vahikra, had Rabbi Yitzchak been Rabbein Meir. He asks, and this is how Rashi explains also Chabez Manat, the Maskabeshal pigeon, that look, there's no pigeon. But he asks, the Bereshi Shirab Ningmo, Yvam Stapechan, so Amar Alf, Amar, he says, well, and if you hold that there is meal bekenomis, shouldn't be odd if Taisai, who? Because he has an ability to redeem. So you see that if you hold yesh meal bekenomis, there is a pin like Hector. Tishrei ben Tam, Rebbein Tam answers, the kainama is to us a kul ama, depends. If it's a nedir making for on everyone, yeshlam pidyon, the remeya, then remeya holds that there is a redemption. Kibbe the dam le hekdash, because then it's similar to hekdash, which is also on everyone. And says, Ted, you should know, but the nokad kikadu a lie hekdash. When the fact that we're saying that, oh, this lope is forbidden on me is hekdash, that remeya is saying there's no pidyon. But if it's on everyone, then there is pidyon. So it says, for him, we can say, then why are we differentiating in between Hektish and Koinim? Why are you differentiating Koinim itself and say it depends if it's us on everyone or just on him? The truth is, you're right. It's actually differentiating in Koinim itself. And actually, there is a Tomar Koinim. The Kikizu Hektish, Hainu Ki Hektish, it means like Hektish, but it's a Koinim. Though the Remeh, because according to Remeh, Lishon Le being carbon like a carbon. It doesn't differentiate between if it's a carbon or like a carbon, between Imma like Imma, like the lamb or like the lamb, because he's supposed to say Perikam and then Dharm, like it says in the first break in Dharm, that begin Lum and Alf. Who had then been Hektish, Lika Hektish. Doesn't make a difference, keeping the diet at Koinim, since intention is for Koinim, even if you're saying Hektish, it actually is a Koinim, which is like Hektish. Wait, now, I mean, another part you could say is, I beferish behedya ke Hektish. It's where he explicitly said, like Hektish. I didn't knock it safe. Kigazu alai hektish is just because in the safe where he said on himself a personal, which that's clearly a that type of kainim. That lope is forbidden on me hektish. To leitzer lavash ke hektish. Then you don't have to say like hektish because given on my lie, since he said just on me, which is evidently that it's a kainim because hektish is on everyone. So tana mereisha kigazu hektish, but really it's like hektish. Now the chum that said that no one commits meila. Pliginami areisha that they also disagree on the reisha that in that halacha that they hold that there's no meila by kainim in all situations, even if you're making it forbidden on everyone. Now Barayb Svarm Garas. Now in most texts the girsa is Barayb Perik in Ben Amuda with the Navlam Hamid Aleph Benkach Benkach Limol. That either way that they hold that there's no meila, which. That means to say that whether he says Hektish Kikazu, whether he says Hektish Kikazu a lie. And but the Isra from the Garza, those texts that say Echadza Echadza Loy Mal, with different Girsa, and Begarsi Nami Hasta Bereisha, and therefore then that they also have the Girsa in the beginning, Kainim Kikazu Hektish, which is explicit that the Reish is talking about a case of Kainim. Next test master begins the Gemara. Nazir sh'amr shvush la'ichel charton. What's the halacha with the Nazir that he says that I swear that I'm not going to eat this grape seed? Now, Tais explains. I think Tony b'charton. Since we were talking about a charton, it's not a charton. That's where we pick a grape seed. But v'ahua then and regarding a Nazir. But the truth of all then the matzil maybe b'chevan available b'chaladim. We didn't have to talk about a Nazir. Talk about anything that's forbidden to any person. Because Abba in Lafarge don't explain, you would have thought to say, oh, the reason why I'm picking grape seed, Mishum Deis Beitarti, because there's two elements. First of all, you already he has a shavua of keeping his word. And moreover, is that they're generally not eaten as they are. So because maybe you could say, the tvei more over here, that you would say, okay, there's two reasons to say the daita kol shu that his intention is for minute amount. You cannot say that the nevela trefa partial because the Gemara resolves it from the case of nevela trefa, which only has one of these two elements. So that must be the primary question the Gemara has, and we're just saying this case because that was what the Gemara was previously talking about. Next is Mar to begin with the words Gemara ahateira kumishtabeya. So the suffix of Ashi was that since the gezayis charetz nazasim deraisim, so you're not swearing on that, must be on what's permitted, which is even a minute amount. And a filler of Yechanan, even according to Yechanan, that he says human defining gimel mitzchatzis shalosan that taira. Well, so that's also forbidden, even if it's less than the kazayas. No, asim boy Rav Ashi, you could still ask Rav Ashi's question because the mistamak of Yechanan is really because actually we can presume Rav Ashi held like a Yechanan. The kamlam can't say because you hold like a Yechanan regarding this. The hein taima. So what's the reason? The kibin to like at least through ba'alma, since only a prohibition, not a liability. L'chashal mushbamin. That's not considered as if you have a shul on that, and therefore it could take effect. Or you know, I mean, another point you could say is Rabbi Yechanan, you would nefarish hatir kemishtabeya. You would say, what does it mean that he's swearing on what's permitted? Not on tchatzis shik, it's tchatzis asa, but let's say to have benefit in the abnormal way of a nob. The Kamla was the Gemara Pesach Nafchav Dalman Beis tells us called Sum Shabbatayra. All prohibition to ain't like in the lane. You don't get lashed like a derchan asa, only a normal way of having pleasure. But fila isul ba'amaleka midareh someone to run. And there's not even a biblical prohibition, only rabbinic. It would be on that you would say hatir kemishtabeya when shlik a derchan asa. No, it says must begin the word the Gemara Tovanit Midi Vazlavachish Veshasu. That he understood from the words that people tell each other, like let's eat a little bit. That means eating and drinking, and so Tesis just explains. He says when so we say come and let's be time something, and they go and they eat and they drink. And if eating and if drinks not including eating, then when they say let's go Tovanitim, don't just say Tovanitim, say Tovanitim Veshasi. Obviously, shti is included because they say to vinitim and they eat and they drink. But according to the text, they don't have a girsa ella azli b'shosum. They actually don't even eat; they just actually drink. The nichatve makes even more sense because it's explicitly just drinking, and all was said was nitim. But in time, you can say, wait, ma'in tima is lachila. What does tima have to do with echila? We're asking regarding echila. Here we bring it right from tima. Geshem, you can say, shem b'lashayna, maybe in their language, have a kar lachila tima. Although sometimes tima means just tasting and echila means eating. In their language, it was the same, and therefore that's where the Gemara is being arrived from that. Let's just mat to begin with the words of the Gemara. If you want to say kra, b'chul, if you want to say it's a pasi, you want to say it's svar. Says taste, says he's bothered. He says, b'seh per, come the Kedushin of laman hema beiz. Well, first he says, you find this principle elsewhere. Like, whoever's in Nashchas Zakan is also in the same of the payas. Well, Amachi, the Gemara says the same thing you want. You can say it's Svar, you want, you can say it's a Pasuk. We find this many times in Shas, as the Maseres of Shas brings the Merchas of Adam on base. But so it says, it's a wonder, because given the Svar, once there is logic, Lom Likra, what do you need a Pasuk for? The Chipar, Perik, Perik, the Ksubis, the Gemara asks Ksubis, the Chal Bezim, and Alf. Kabahadim, Rav Huna, he says, Menan Lepesh, also which Pesha hit. How do you know that if someone made it forbidden, he could then make it permitted with his testimony? So the Gemara says, "Lom likro." What do you need a pasuk for? Svaruhu. It's logical. Who astro? Who sharila? He said he made it forbidden with his word. Now he can make it permitted. So why do you need a pasuk? Bishlachalik says you can differentiate the yesh devarim. There's certain things. Shena svar pshuta kol kach. Although it's a svara, but it's not so evident. But tzarcha pasuk lashmini asvara, and you would need a pasuk to let you know. Like you want, you could have a pasuk. You want, you could have a svara. I mean, like we could understand why you wouldn't be satisfied just with the svara itself. But some of the svara is so clear, you wouldn't need a pasuk.